This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Morning, Panic at the Disco. It's quite sunny this morning, top of 13. After 7:30, are you around the Honey Badger? The Bachelor aired last night, yes or no? My housemate, for my birthday, bought me throwing knives.
Wow, that's so random.
So cool. I feel like a ninja.
How did he think to buy you that? Because I know when I'm buying people presents, I'm like, oh, I want to do something thoughtful. I want to do something cool. I want to do something a little bit outside the box of just flowers or a candle.
Yeah, throwing knives are all of the above.
Mm.
So obviously, in order to throw these knives, you need something to throw them at.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to throw them into a wall.
No, because you live in a rental property.
Thank you. So I had to buy a big giant squared piece of like plywood, soft plywood, so they get stuck into it. So, righto, I'm off to the new Bunnings over on Drome Street.
Yep.
So I'm walking around, felt very out of place and manly at the same time.
I love going to Bunnings.
It's great. I did not know what anything was.
Yeah, but it makes you feel like you want to know how to DIY your house.
Absolutely. So I found this lovely, large piece of squared timber.
Sure.
I'm like, I'll take this. Thanks. $40. No dramas. Perfect backboard for my throwing knives. I bought it. I went into my lovely, where my car was, my Volkswagen Polo.
I feel like this is not something you should try at home. Throwing knives.
The piece of wood that I bought didn't fit in my car.
Oh.
So, all deflated and emasculated, I had to go back into Bunnings and say, look, can I leave it behind the counter and I'll pick it up tomorrow when my friend has a ute? And a lovely man, a lovely elderly gentleman at the counter said, well, mate, I'll drop it off for you. Where do you live?
Uh-oh.
And I went, this is amazing. I love the community spirit here. But a part of me, I was like, yeah, great, let's do it. Went to his car, chucked it in the back. And a part of me was like, this is what you hear in movies and stories from 20 years ago about a serial killer.
That's a full stranger too. That's not even someone that works at Bunnings.
Full stranger. And I thought, you know, oh, you know, I'm on the radio. I could have said something that really offended him. He might have recognized me. This is it. This is his chance to get back at me. You hear about these stories happening and everybody warns you to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving. He's following me to my house. I thought, this is it. This is the moment.
You
won't hear about
mom?
Seamus ever again. He's gone, disappeared off the face of the earth. But I thought, what am I worried about? I've got friggin' throwing knives.
Oh, okay.
Like, bring it on.
Yeah, sure.
Checkmate.
Were they in your car, though?
No, they're in the house.
Because, yeah, he might have got to you before.
Yeah, I haven't even used them yet, so yeah. I'm completely unskilled.
You're a goner, Seamus, let's face it.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
DJ Konski on Hit 104.9. Make sure you're listening out for the R&B Fridays Live 2018 horn and be the first to call to win tickets.
Now, Seamus, we didn't really get the Coles Minis thing that's going on at
Coles Little Shop.
Whatever. So we actually got someone on the phone who was a little bit younger than us, 12 years old, actually, a couple of days ago. Her name is Bella. She actually joins us in the studio now. Morning, Bella.
Morning, Bella. Morning.
It's nice to have you in the studio.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, you are loving these the Coles Little Shop. How many little collectible items do you have? There are 30 to collect, right?
I have 18 in total.
You've got 18 in total.
Getting there. And what's the ones that you really, really want to get your hands on?
The oak chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Is that the only one?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Why is that one so good?
Well, I guess the real oak chocolate milk tastes so good.
Oh, that's
would you
good.
Would you take just a real life chocolate milk over the oak milk?
I guess, yes.
Also, I hear that the chocolate milk, the oak chocolate milk, is quite rare as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking in the last couple of days. We did a little swap with our friend Brandy here in the studio with you, and you guys swapped. I've got your Lipton tea.
Oh, no, that one's been in your mouth,
sorry,
Riley.
Sorry, I've been chewing
we
that
do
one.
A segment called What's in Riley's Mouth, and she put that in her mouth, so don't have that one. But we've got the Lipton iced tea.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, the Lipton tea that you wanted. What were we trading for that?
The noodle cup.
Have you got it? Let's do the trade.
Yeah.
All right. One for one. Here we go. She's got a lovely little snappy bag of all the
doubles. Trade-off.
Thank you.
Right.
That's yours.
Good.
That's mine.
That's a clean trade. Very
You're welcome.
Good.
I feel like I'm trading Pokemon cards back when I was in year six.
Yes. Now, Bella, we want you to stick around for another song because we've actually got something for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, we've got to go to a song. Stay put, Bella. The Rubens, Sarah, never ever. Coles Little Shop trade-off continues after this on Hit. I need love, so- Never Ever, the Rubens on Hit 104.9. We've got Bella joining us in the studio here at the moment. She's a legend. And she is trading Cole's little shop.
Yes.
She's got 18 out of 30. And the one she wants the most is the oak chocolate milk.
Yep. So we did a little swap on air yesterday, Bella, and we managed to swap your noodle cup with our friend Brandy's iced tea. Lipton tea.
Lipton tea.
That was a good get, yeah?
Yes.
Mm.
But you really want that oak milk.
Yes.
How badly?
I would do anything for it.
All right. Well, okay. Riley, something's right. Just outside.
Okay, I'll just go get it. Hang on a second.
Tension music building. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. We have a present for you. Inside of that box, I want you to open it up. What is inside that box, Bella?
An oat chocolate milk.
An oat chocolate milk. Now, wait a second. Before you grab it.
We had to scour the Aubrey Wodonga for the... Actually, not even Aubrey Wodonga. We went to surrounding districts as well.
No one wanted to let go of it.
People wanted me to buy it, which I was willing to do. I was willing to pay for it for you.
Now, hang on, you haven't got it yet? Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
It's just not just yet is it actually yours. How much do you like? How much do you want this chocolate oak mini milk?
Really badly.
Okay. All right. Well, Riley, just duck outside. We're going to offer you something else instead, and it's going to be up to you of what you choose. All right.
It's Christmas wine.
Lovely bottle of wine. Are you old enough to drink?
Sauvignon Blanc.
No. Well, maybe Mum or Dad would love that.
Would you like to swap the oak chocolate milk for the wine for your parents?
No, thank you.
No, okay. All right. Okay. Well, hang on. We've got something else. So it's not the wine. We'll add the wine into it, but there's something else. Do you like, I don't know, maybe going to the movies for free?
Two tickets to the movies. Is there a movie you want to see at the moment?
No, thank you.
No, she doesn't
Okay, wait a second. A bottle of wine for Mum and Dad. Two movie tickets for free. See any movie you want.
Mm-hmm.
And $50 cash.
$50
Look
bucks.
At her face. Face. Just completely changed. Now, it's tempting, am I right?
$50. Yes. Do you know, when I was 12 years old, if someone offered me $50, do you know how many gummy bears I could buy with that?
You're a big fan of gummy bears, were you, Riley? Just dropping $50 on lollies. Now, that's our final offer. Mm-hmm. A bottle of wine for Mum and Dad. A double pass to the movies and $50 cash.
No, thank you.
Hey. She's still saying
she
no.
Wants oak
milk. All right, I love it. Congratulations. It's your oak chocolate milk mini, whatever it is.
Yeah, beautiful. Add that to your collection. You've got, what is it, 11 more to go?
Yes.
Until you're complete.
Yes.
Keep us up to date. We'll do what we can to help.
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
I'm a little bit exhausted after getting that oak milk. I had to do some bad things.
Bella, what did you have to do?
No, not really. I didn't have to do anything. Our beautiful listener, Christopher, actually dropped it in for you.
Gone for a while, actually, when you ran down to pick it up. What were you doing?
At 6 o'clock this morning, he met us out the front of Swift Street. So say thank you to Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher.
Oh,
just out of curiosity, I was willing to dig deep. Would you have taken $100?
No.
Really? Okay, thank goodness. Because I don't think I've got $100 in my wallet.
Bella, thanks so much for coming to the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Honey Badger Chat's coming up in the next 10 on Hit. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Riley, Rose and Seamus. It's Riley, Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9 and the one and only Nick Cummins. He joins us right now on the phone. Good morning, The Bachelor, Honey Badger. How are you, man?
Mate, going well. How's everyone else?
Yeah, really good, Nick. We were actually talking yesterday. We were like, what do we call him? Do we call him Nick? Do we call him Batchy? Yeah. Or can we just call you Honey?
Yeah, look, Honey's fine for you, though.
It's a little bit crazy. No. Yeah, she is loving you at the moment. I couldn't get her off her phone. She was watching Tem play the episode last night. Now, just like Riley, she's acting a little bit crazy. And last night, there were a lot of crazy girls there. How's your, crazy scale, how to read the crazy girls?
Well, the thing is, luckily, I'm in the batch pad, so I don't get to see a lot of the carry on. And usually on their best behaviour when they're around me.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we saw a few bits and pieces from when you were off talking to other girls and when the girls were all together. The claws were even out
they're
in episode
out,
one.
Yeah, I know. I was actually shocked and surprised that, you know, I haven't seen any of that. All, only I see the girls, is they're all, you know, real nice, real polite, and they're nice to each other. And then you come in on at one and I see them really having crunch with each other. It's like, holy snapping duckbird.
Hey, now, you don't really strike me as someone who would have actually watched the previous series of The Bachelor. So, with you and your mates, when you announced to them that you're going to be The Bachelor, what was their response? Did they rag on you or they really get behind you?
No, well, yeah, I've never seen the show. And I watched my first full episode.
Wow!
I got a few messages and a lot of them just had one word and it just Fair Dinkum with a question mark.
Fair Dinkum. I love it. Now, we've got to talk about it because it is quite prominent in the news this morning, and it's Cass. Now, she is one of the bachelorettes on this season, but you actually know her previously because you had been on a few dates with her. Now, what's going on here? How much can you tell us of the inside information? You know, if you've gone on a few dates with her, I mean, you kind of know when you have gone on a couple of dates
with
someone.
There's a reason why it didn't continue.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, kind of. Okay, so we had a few dates, and tell you what, she is an awesome bloody spirit. She is beautiful, and she's just an awesome bird as a friend as well, and that's what it was at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, life, we were going in different sort of directions at that time. The time wasn't right to settle down in a relationship sense. We're definitely good friends, for sure.
All right. Well, she's definitely keen on you.
Mate, we are getting right behind you. Looking forward to this series. Mate, good luck. Hope you find the one.
Good on you, mate. See you guys.
Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye.
Get up. Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Want more Riley Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.